Hello there, everyone. It's still Wednesday, the 8th of September. It's 20 to 8 in the evening now, and I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK. This is my Audio Boo audio blog. I threatened earlier with this potentially being a two-boo day, and it definitely is a two-boo day. I wanted to talk a bit about our experiences yesterday taking David for a recall at the doctor's surgery. It makes him sound like a car, doesn't it? We had a safety recall on our baby. All babies have a six-week checkup. It's one of the progress milestones that the health service keeps for all the babies. And for one reason or another, David's was actually delayed by a number of weeks. First of all, we had a lot of to-ing and fro-ing to the hospital when his original appointment came through, because that was when we were having all the time the fun with his Hydroseal and thinking that it might have herniated. And we had to be at the hospital at the time we were supposed to be having his six-week check, so we couldn't make it. And then a replacement appointment came through for when he was 8 weeks old, and that was the week that we were away on holiday, so we couldn't do that either. So we actually ended up going for his six-week check when he was 10 weeks old. And he checked out fine. He was hitting all the milestones. They test various developmental milestones. They weigh them, they measure them, and do all the stuff that they do to check that the baby's healthy. And the only comment that they had was that his weight, whilst he was still gaining weight, he wasn't gaining it as fast as most other babies do. Other parents will be familiar with the weight charts and the percentiles that are used. Anyone who's not a parent, basically there are some standard growth charts that are used within the health system. And, you know, whichever line your baby's weight tracks, that's the sort of the percentile line. So basically, if your baby is on the 75th percentile, it means that they are larger than 75% of all babies sampled to make the charts. Basically, if you're high in the percentiles, you're on the bigger side. And if you're low in the percentiles, you're on the smaller side. And normally, they don't really bother which percentile you're on, but what they do look for you to do is to be gaining weight at a predicted rate. And David, when he was born, was a very big baby. He was £9.15, which was something like 98th percentile or something. He was huge. And he maintained that for a couple of weeks, even through the time when we were in hospital, when he had the viral gastroenteritis and had all the fun there. He continued to maintain weight gain in the expected manner. But, you know, the times that I've had him weighed between then and this check at 10 weeks, he had dropped, first of all, below the 90th percentile and then below the 75th percentile. And when they weighed him at 10 weeks, he was close to the 50th percentile. He's still putting weight on, but he's just gaining it slower than expected. So, and they didn't tell me to do anything differently, but what they did say is they'd give me 4 weeks and call us back in for another check. So yesterday we went back in for our six-week checkup recall and had him weighed and measured. And the good news is, since that check, he has been maintaining percentile, possibly slightly increasing it. So he's now back just under the 75th percentile. And to be honest, I was never really worried, because he's healthy, he's developing, he's happy. You know, I wasn't worried. I had a chat with my health visitor about it. She wasn't worried, but it was fine. And the amusing thing was, yesterday we turned up, we had him weighed, we sat down with the doctor. The doctor said, "I've got a medical student with me, I hope you don't mind." And we said no, because we don't. And the doctor looked at all his statistics and said, "Well, he's fine, we don't need to worry about him." And then she turned to us and said, "Oh, but we've had all girls this morning. I don't suppose we could examine him anyway, just so that my student can see what a little boy's like." So we ended up doing the full developmental check and being used as a bit of a guinea pig. And the doctor was telling the medical student how babies develop and illustrating stuff and saying, you know, here's a 14-week baby. Here's what he's doing differently to the six-week babies. And it struck me as amusing, because we could never have done that with Catherine, because she was never that good-natured, and David just quite happily sat there and let us get on with it. So anyway, I'm out of my 5 minutes, but I just wanted to record that thought.